Okay.
Yo.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, dog, I need your help.
All right.
I'm thinking about opening up a dojo, like for to help out guys. Help your bitch and get away with it.
right.
He say right. I need a dojo like that.
I'm with you.
I'm having trouble, man. So it's like, how do you? I don't even know how you go about opening up a dojo. But she having issues with this hair shit. So she walking around looking like she got a. If I could describe her hairstyle, I would say it's like 75% Tupac, 24% Michael Jordan, maybe 1% Seal.
Ooh, ouch! Does she even got edges?
That's the thing. She do got edges, and then no other hair, and it's like,
well, you good then? You good, dog? Look, I'm gonna tell you right now, dog. The easiest thing to do is when my old girl walking around here looking like Chewbacca the Wookiee, I just go on flexfirst.com, hit them with that hot 40 because they got payment plans to get that hair sent to my house in 2 to 3 days. She happy, I'm in the clear. She love me, and I don't have to look at that eyesore running my house. Ugh.
Wait a minute, it get there 2 to 3 days?
2 to 3 days, dog. I'm telling you. Easiest 40 hours spent.
Hold on, let me get my piece.
Yep.
What's that website?
It's flexfirst.com.
How you spell it? PHL?
Nah, man. You know, flex, F is in Frank. You know,
my bad. I went to Riverview.
Oh, hey, all right, it's cool, dog. You know what I'm saying? L is in hot links. You know what I'm saying? E is in excellent. X is an X-ray, then you got the one, the number one. You know what I'm saying? Make it fancy though, that way you can see.
Get the little point.
I'm just gonna start off for you. Flexfirst.com.
Flexfirst.com. F-L-E-X. F-I-R.
No. F-L-E-X-1-S-T.com. They helping shit. You know what I'm saying?
My bad. F is in Frank, L is in Larry, E is in Egg, X is in the X-Men. The number one, S is in Sam, T is in Tom, .com.
.com. Yep. Hey, you can even Google that shit.
You can what?
You can even Google that shit.
Oh, okay. So, I guess you can Google shit. Google do everything. Google is a whore.
I'm telling you, she do everything you need to. Just put in the right password. I'm telling you.
Boy, you put that password. Okay. Flexfirst.com, and I can get this bitch. This person. I don't want to call. It's like, I feel as bad calling her a lady after what she just said to me. I feel as bad calling her a lady as I do calling her a bitch. Like, you don't necessarily deserve either title right now.
Yeah, but man, look. You get to her, you're going to be on Head Street for the rest of the week. I'm telling you.
I'm going to be on what?
Head Street.
Head Street?
Yeah, uh-huh, when you just laying down on your back. Perfect place to be.
Oh, man. All right, man. So flexfirst.com. Get the bitch some hair. I mean, how the prices? They like, is it really?
Man, they stupid treat, right? Like, they used to spend like $500-$600 for hair. They hair like $250. Way and way better. Lasts way longer than anybody else's. I've been using it for years, man. Got all my girls happy.
That's what I was about to say, man. You be getting your dress is weave, nigga. If your dress flex first, be earth.
I'm all natural.
Okay, I was about to say he ain't say no. All right, bro. Flexfirst.com.
Flexfirst.com.
All your hair needs, you dealing with it. If you like Willie D and you walking around your house, I don't know, is our listeners too young for Willie D? Did you see some bald head hoes? You remember that shit?
Yeah,
I see some bald head hoes. Oh, shit. Hey, man, I don't think she's coming. I'm going to call you back.
All right. We live? Are we live?
Yeah, man, I guess we live or whatever.
Oh, man. Come on, man. We gonna see him, man. We gonna see him.
We gonna see him.
Avery Bradley saw him.
Man, listen. We gonna see him. Hey, Western Conference. Hey, it's a hold on. We gotta stop. We gotta give the proper introduction, man. Welcome back to the podcast, man. How was your weekend, brother?
Well,
like the Jay.
And happy news, let me see. You watch Game of Thrones, right?
Yeah. What?
Listen, man, yes. I have never watched one episode ever. Yesterday, when I was trying to put something special together that I think you know about now, but I was trying to put that thing together, and I watched the first episode, dog. You talk about crack, cocaine, boy.
Right.
I was what is this?
You hooked. Hey, hold on. If we're going to do that, then, okay, if we're going to start the show off that way.
I don't want to talk sports. I'm not in the sports.
If we're going to start the show off that way, anybody who know me know I am a Game of Thrones fanatic. I read the books. So, anybody out there who's never watched Game of Thrones, never read any books, never watched the show, I encourage you, before you bury it, which a lot of niggas in GSPN have done, check it out. That's all I'm going to say. Check it out. Before you bury it, check it out. Now, we got to get to the topic at hand, man.
I don't know. I'm not understanding. What's the XFL? They had XFL games yesterday.
Nah, man. We gonna see him. See, and let me tell you something. I'm smoking a joint. I apologize. This is going to be pauses.
I'm very jealous, but enjoy.
Look, man. This is why I don't fuck with LeBron fan, man. They don't even know how to talk shit correctly. I'm looking around. I'm waiting to see LeBron fans get amped up. Yeah, man, they're finna whoop whoop well. Man, they don't do none of that. All LeBron fans do is have their ready-made excuses. Well, so-and-so better show up. Well, you know, man, what? Let me tell you something. When Kobe and Gasol was winning chips and going to the finals all the time. Do you think I cut my TV on to watch a Laker game and thought in my mind, man, I hope Gasol show. Man, what? 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 24? Somebody about to get smoked tonight. That's what I'm thinking. You guys, y'all... Man, y'all are so used, y'all are so used to having to eat crow that y'all have become scared to even pop shit. Y'all done ate crow that much. That's how many times, I feel bad for you, LeBron fan. That is why y'all got it backwards. That is why y'all got it backwards. Listen to what I just said. Y'all can't even talk shit about the man correctly no more. Y'all got all, oh man. Anytime I'm in there, yeah, nigga, LeBron's gonna lock up Kawhi. Y'all like, I see what my man, Alex, I think his name is Alex Smith. I could have that wrong. But he came right on the comments. Man, you know, man, you can't expect that of a 35-year-old man in the 17th season. Man. Y'all expecting too much of the man. Y'all, man, what?
I mean, he ain't right.
What are
right
you
fan?
Talking about right now?
He ain't
this
right.
This is what LeBron fans sound like. Are you kidding me? You putting too much on. Man, cut it out. Y'all have ate crow so much, y'all can't even pop shit no more. But guess what happened? He left all the bullshit behind him. He left all that losing behind him. You know what he did? He put on that purple and gold uniform. He saw them banners hanging in the rafters. Hold on. No, let me preach. It's my day today.
unfortunately.
Let me preach to him, man. Mm-hmm. Wow. He put that purple and gold uniform on, man. He seen it across his chest. He looked in the sky. He saw the banners, man. Mm-hmm. He even said it when he came, man. This feels different. He said it. It's on his IG.
Wow.
This feels different. This feels, because it is different. It's different, man.
You talking about on LeBron? Now,
you know.
Go on, Pastor.
It's different, man. It's different, man. Hey, listen. Shannon keeps saying, and I don't know if people listening to him, but he keeps saying he spoke to some people in the Lakers organization. They saying, hey, man, listen. Yeah, I'm seeing a different guy. I don't know what, but we know what it is.
Oh, playoff mode.
We know what it is, though. We said it. Man, I hate to be that guy, but we said it on the podcast the day of the tragedy. I said it right there. I think we're going to see a different guy. I think we're going to see a different guy. Will that lead to a championship? Now I'm taking my bias out of it because it just got a little serious because I don't want to put that on nobody's shoulders. You know what I'm saying? Because they have not done that. So I respect that because that's a lot to put on your shoulders over a basketball game. But I'm going to say this. I did say I think we're going to see a different player. How much better could he be? We see it. We ain't seen LeBron get in the post like that in a long, long time. He got in the post. Come on, Maul. You know basketball. You watch them games.
Yeah. I was complaining about that. Remember, I was complaining about he need to take his big ass down there. Hey, man, AD, I don't know what the fuck they out there shooting threes for.
Man.
Against the Rockets specifically. That was the game that I was most frustrated.
And you know what? I've been wanting to talk about that game. I'm happy you brought that up. Because if nobody peeped, after they traded Capella, we was their first game after that. So we was the team that got to see it for the first time. They, you know what I'm saying? So
it's not like you're trying to talk to me about getting hooped. Now we don't do that.
Well, wait a minute. As a LeBron fan, I'm a new LeBron fan, so I now have the right to make an excuse.
That's some low shit right there.
That's my excuse for that one. That I feel like they caught us by surprise because since then. They're going down. And OKC currently has a better record than the Rockets. And I'm telling all you Westbrook fans right now, if the Oklahoma City Thunder finish with a better record than the Houston Rockets, you better block me. You are not – I will never let y'all live – you will never live it down. You will never live it down.
I ain't
got to
block you, shit.
What you said?
I ain't gonna have to block you. I was, you know, when it came to the
Russell Westbrook. Well, yeah, I know. They know. Oh, they're listening right now. They're listening right now. They thinking, man, I hate that motherfucker, Lakers. Hey, man, it's not my fault, man. If the OKC Thunder are better than Houston, and don't give me that bullshit about, well, they traded Capella. Westbrook has played better since they traded Capella. Facts. The floor opened up for him. I don't want to hear that shit. I don't want to hear that. You ain't got no business not having a better record than CP3 and Alexander. But I'll say this. If OKC does remain high, that's a dangerous team.
Yep.
That's a dangerous team right there. I don't know. They might be able to beat the Clippers with they weak ass. I would love to see CP3.
Oh, they weak now.
And whoop the niggas. I love to see CP3 go up in there and whoop they ass for trading him. That would be awesome. But we know what's gonna happen, man. It's listen again, bro. I hate to do it again, man, but It just seemed like destiny, bro. It's destined for the Lakers and the Clippers to meet in the conference finals. That's destiny. It's destiny. It has to happen. It has to happen. And we will win. We're going to have, if it goes seven, we're going to have seven home games. Did you hear that crowd yesterday? Did you hear them yesterday? Did that sound like a team, a home crowd to you for the Clippers?
No, but I will say this. That crowd sounded more even than the other two games just sound like Laker home games. I mean, not the other two, but you know, the other game they had that was a home game for them.
What you think it's going to sound like during a playoff stuff? Who you think going to be up in there getting them tickets for playoff games?
Man, it ain't going to be Billy Crystal. Jack going to be in there. Well, Billy Crystal will be in there. But ain't that who be showing up? It'd be Billy Crystal and
yeah, for the Clippers, yeah. Kevin Clipper Durrell, get the fuck out of here.
Clipper Durrell, yeah, man. Get the fuck out of here. I admire Clipper Durrell willing to wear that shit to the, you know, I admire him being able to. I'm not one of those guys that could just, so I need to try that one time when I go see a squad. Just be rep the fuck out. I ain't never did that, but I don't know if I could.
I did, I did when I seen when it saw Kobe last game. I wasn't crazy decked out, but you know, one of his last games in Indiana.
I remember you was at that game.
Man, so happy I did that, man. So happy I did that, thinking about it now. Listen, bruh, y'all don't understand. He got bro jersey hanging in his locker right now. Every time he suit up for a game, hey, LeBron, you try to win me over. You're trying, but you got to get it done. You got to finish the deal, kid. That's all I ask. If he can do it this year, I'll be a fan for life. I'll say it right here live on the podcast. Those three words you have been begging me to say, I will say it. But the deed must be done. It must get finished. This can't be an unfinished product.
Oh man, if that happened, you know what? I will never have been as happy for a Laker title. GSP ain't gonna get set on fire that day. It's really gonna just be two sides of fans
talking
to each other about how they won.
And I'll tell you this: this is one thing that people are not taking into account, because everybody just automatically assumes that if the Lakers win the championship, LeBron will be the Finals MVP. I'm not 100% sure about that.
Oh, sips, no.
Tea. Sips my tea. Well, no, hits the joint. Yeah, I'm not 100% sure about that. You feel me? I don't know about that yet, just yet. So, you know, we'll see how that goes. But regardless, one thing I do know, and here's the debate right here, LeBron is the MVP of the league. That's one thing I do know. You got to give it to him, folks.
Why? You don't think Giannis the MVP?
I do not. No. LeBron. Give me LeBron. 17th year, new position, new team. This is a whole new team. Hey, LeBron has played for four different teams his last 4 years. He's played for two franchises, but he's played on four completely different teams.
Good point.
All different. He's played for three different coaches in that time. And look at what he's doing with a whole new team, new coach, tougher conference, just put on a show over the weekend against the two other best guys. It would have to be LeBron.
Man played for four coaches in the last 5 years and five coaches in the last 6 years.
So, I mean, I got to go LeBron. Hey, listen, what Giannis is – listen, and I'm going to tell you another reason I'm saying LeBron. I told you niggas before, I am the most consistent in the group. I don't care what y'all say. I am. I believe it because I know it's true. I'm saying that today just like I said it in 2017. In 2017, when Westbrook was averaging a triple-double, I was saying LeBron is the MVP. LeBron was averaging close to a triple-double, and obviously LeBron is more efficient. He's just better than Westbrook, period. He was averaging like 27, 8, and 8. And my whole argument was, y'all really think them two rebounds and two assists is making that much more of a like, come on, like, y'all are crazy.
But I think you kind of killed your own argument in a way, because the whole in the East thing got brought up, you know? So it was like...
You can't say it, because if you can't use that in that debate, because if you are giving... Westbrook was not getting the MVP based off what he was doing in the Western Conference. If that was the case, they would have gave it to James Harden, which then you could say, okay, East versus West. He was getting it because he averaging a triple-double. That's it. So if that's why you're giving it to him, then I'm saying, okay, well, shit, give me the nigga averaging 27, 8, and 8. Fuck them two rebounds and two assists.
Right, that's a fair point.
Yeah, let me, that was my whole point.
Another thing is, I give you props on this, even though I still don't agree with it, but this is directly from NBA.com. I posted it in the group. And they had the number one things we're considering MVP. And the number one thing to consider, and this is coming from NBA.com, I repeat, NBA.com, the source. This not ESPN. This not Fox Sports. This not even the GSPN podcast or the group. NBA.com. They said the number one thing to consider is narrative and storyline.
Oh, wow. Hey! Wow!
Now, bro, this, I don't know when that started. That's why I said I still don't agree with that.
I do.
When did it start?
Thank you for pointing that out. That was, beautiful. And I have been saying that MVP is a narrative award forever. The MVP been a narrative award since day one, when George Mikan was winning it. I understand that black people wasn't playing really in the 50s, but he wasn't the MVP that much. But anyway, same with Bob Cousy, shit like that. But the craziest MVP race ever is when Wilt was averaging 50, Oscar averaged the triple-double, Baylor was averaging like 30, damn near 40 points, and they gave it to Bill Russell. But it was narrative. The team record, the narrative about him. I mean, you know him in Boston. The MVP is such a flaky-ass award, bro. It's been that since day one. But to your point, if that's what it's going to be, then it's clearly LeBron. He gotta win. If it's narrative, he gotta
win. I'm with you on that. I just don't know why it's narrative. Like, why does that matter more than, like, this is the number one reason. So other reasons were listed, like your team success, your stats. Why is the narrative over what you actually doing? And the only thing I could think of is that's like that to keep media people working or something to that effect, because I don't see how that, like, I don't understand why that's over the actual game.
The media votes for the award. So the media paints the narrative. So, I mean, and on the flip side of that, the NBA, to its credit, has always built the league around stars, individual players. So when your league is built that way, and it's not like college sports where a motherfucker's rooting for Alabama, it's so many Alabama, you don't give a damn who on the team. Or like even the NFL, you know, people in Boston still gonna be Patriots fans when Brady leaves. It's not the same as what goes on in the NBA. So if you build your league up that way, then those names have to circulate in the media constantly. And you can't just have the same old story. You got to have, you know what I mean? So I see, but that's what I'm saying. But again, that's why I always said MVP is not high on my list of things that when I'm ranking players, greatness, that's not one of the first things I'm, it's all I ask is that you have one if you're going to be in that top 15-ish, you know what I mean, category. The best of the best, at least you have one. You know, one year you won the fucking MVP. Okay, you got one. You know what I mean? Shaq got one MVP. I mean, come on, man. Let's be serious right now. Let's all of us as basketball fans, let's be serious right now. There was a time, about 4 years, Shaq was like the best nigga. Like, if you was building your team, you wouldn't even think twice. I'm taking Shaq. You know what I'm saying? He got one MVP. You know, so that, I mean, but again, if you're going to use what the NBA said, like you just said, narrative, and he put up good numbers, but narrative, you got to go with LeBron. And then what he just did over the weekend, I mean, that happened on the basketball court. Fuck a narrative. We just watched it. You got to go with LeBron.
I mean, I can't argue at this point. That motherfucker put on the show. The basketball court is what, you know, most impresses me. It's like the story, to be honest, dog. And this is the only reason, you know, we come from no social media. We come from, depending on, you know, how your mom and daddy budgeted their money, you might not have cable this month.
No, I know what you mean.
So it's like, I didn't never have to pay attention to no narrative. You know what I'm saying? What it was, you know, it was certain things that was out there, you know, just naturally. Obviously, you know, we remember things like, can Shaq and Penny do this?
Right.
Or you know, what's the real reason Michael Jordan ain't out here right now? Shit like that. But like it wasn't like this, dog. Like,
yeah,
it's like
social
to the
media
point
changed
now, where,
no question. But it helps the NBA. It does. Like, you never saw the NBA get covered like this. Like, it's a give and a take. But that's my thing. For people that know basketball like us, or that understand it for real, we know better than to use that award. Or like I've been saying, this has been one of the things I have begged and pleaded for years. Let's not give MVP out until it's over. It's all over. There is no finals MVP. Delete that. The MVP of the league is crowned when the whole season ends, when a champion is crowned. That is your MVP. You know what I'm saying? He's your MVP, period. Finals MVP, playoff MVP. He the MVP of everything. He killed the shit. You know what I mean? That is their MVP. If we did that, LeBron, Jordan, Shaq, they have hella MVPs. You know what I'm saying? That's when you really find out who's the MVP. That's how I feel. But
yeah, because to be honest, Paul George could have had an MVP award last year and went to the playoffs and stunk it the fuck right up.
I mean, let's be serious. 2015, right? And y'all know, hey, today I'm praising LeBron. Y'all, I know y'all like, oh man, no, I'll let you jump on the band. Hey man, I've been said he was the second best player ever. I've been said that. I'm giving him his props. 2015, if you would have did it the way I said it, you don't crown the MVP or the finals MVP, you just crown the MVP at the end of the playoffs, right? Steph Curry won it that year. If you remember, I was saying Harden should win it. But when they played each other in the playoffs, Curry cooked them. So I'm like, okay, yeah, he the real MVP. But really, LeBron was the MVP of the whole shit. He really was. So if you did it like that, you know, that's a more – that tells more of a story to me. You know, or, you know, you look at players that won it and then wasn't good in the playoffs, like Harden, like you said. So – I just don't use MVP. But after what happened over the weekend, we're talking about MVP because that was really what was going on. Who is the MVP? Giannis, LeBron, those are your two front runners. Kawhi was starting to get a little chirps, but you know, he low managing. But we just cooked them niggas. So, you know what I'm saying? LeBron the MVP.
We just cooked them niggas. You ought to be ashamed of yourself.
Hey, man, listen. I've been saying LeBron is one of the greatest. I'm not hopping on shit. I'm a Laker fan. But, you know, and this is another thing. This is another thing, group members, that I don't like. We sitting here in debate every day. We talking about Jordan, LeBron, but, you know, Kobe before his passing, you know, all the debates we have, Tony up shit, Brady, Peyton, Manning, all the shit we debate. So you sit in here and give your arguments all day, but when a motherfucker, but then when a motherfucker say, okay, you know what, your arguments have been so good, you convinced me, you turned me. You say, no, I don't believe you. No, come back. What the fuck is wrong with y'all, man? Y'all are some wild motherfuckers. Y'all know that. You can't. LeBron is in his 17th season. This is not 2013, people. This ain't 2013. Oh, man. Why was GSPN created? What does that matter in 2020? What does that matter? This is years later. Years later. Mom, you right now. What did you used to tell me all the time about Kobe? About your how you felt about him?
24 greater than 8.
Right. What did you used to say? I couldn't stand him. Is this I'm paraphrasing. I couldn't stand him. But toward the end of his career, I started to fuck with him. Is that not what you told me?
That's a
okay,
fact.
So again, we got to see the maturation. So in 2013, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's 2020. It's 2020. You know how many things have transpired between that time? And you telling me a motherfucker can't change their mind? I told you niggas. He was the second best player in the world after he beat the Warriors. I have stood on it since that day. I've never changed that position since that day. Even when I'm hating on him, all them years in Cleveland, yeah, he's still number two. That's been my only debate. He's not better than Jordan, the best nigga. That's literally the worst thing you can say I said about the nigga. I said he was better than fucking Kobe Bryant. What's wrong with you niggas? My favorite nigga ever. What the fuck are y'all talking about? So don't sit here and tell me, Lake fan, you can't jump on the bandwagon. No, you niggas can't jump on the bandwagon. Why you niggas ain't in Cleveland still with Colin Sexton and Kevin Love? Y'all ain't fucking with that, huh? Y'all want to come over to the purple and gold. Oh, okay. I bet you do. And then, oh, yeah. And I gotta call you niggas out on this. Y'all always talking that Warrior shit, right? But I could have sworn, just in the finals that just passed, 2019, all you niggas was just for Kawhi Leonard. Facts. You wanted to, y'all was loving him. He was your guy. Oh yeah, he's the one. He gonna take him down. Yeah, I think Spice God even bought his jersey. We might be able to pull that up. Let's pull them fouls. I think he bought the Raptors
That's
jersey, right, man. That was his guy. But then guess what? But y'all wasn't thinking. He went to the enemy, man. I seen it coming. I told you niggas, man. Don't trust that nigga. A nigga with cornrows. Quit on his team in San Antonio. Y'all forgot. Y'all trust that nigga. Man, I want the Warriors to win. Facts. I don't give a fuck what y'all think. Yes. Give me Steph Curry over Kawhi.
You know what? That's interesting too. Do you remember me and you had we had like a, it wasn't a bet, but we was at each other's head about Kevin Durant. It turned out that shit didn't even matter.
Kevin Durant was about to smoke that boy. Y'all know it. Y'all know it.
You were saying, you was like, I want the Warriors to win, because if the Warriors win, he gone. And I'm like, shit, nah, if the Warriors lose, he gone. And that nigga was gone regardless.
You know, thinking about that now, he was gone regardless.
He was gone
regardless. Yeah, right. He said it right. We ain't even got to think about it now. He was gone regardless. He was gone regardless.
Regardless. Then you know what? That made me look at him like, okay, well, you super doofy then, because if I know I'm gone, I'm not going to risk my career to get out here on the fucking court.
But, what the fuck is you on? But I disagree. I feel where you coming from, but I disagree. You know why I disagree? Rest in peace, Kobe Bean Bryant, man. What would he have done? You playing for the championship. Nigga, I'm coming out here. I'm coming out. I want a third ring. Then I'll leave you weak ass niggas. So I respect that.
Kobe Bryant wasn't gonna leave though. Kobe Bryant wouldn't leave no team that's in the finals.
He wouldn't leave a team.
Nope. And if a nigga would have called, you would have called Kobe a bitch on the court like that. Kobe would have did his best impersonation of whooping your ass.
Or y'all would have had. You would have got your ass whooped. So. It wouldn't have been no. We just like, no. It ain't about to be none of that. You know what I'm saying?
Hell yeah. Shaq was 7 feet with 400 goddamn pounds, and he didn't come at Kobe. He said a lot less, and Kobe was out there waiting in the parking lot. Now, Brian Shaw said, he told him, I ain't scared. He was like, you need to be. I agree with him. You do need to be. But I love a nigga that's got heart like that, where you got that one guy. You might not want to go out with him all the time because he'll get you in some shit. He'd be fuck all right. 20 of them niggas. I got you, and we ready. I'm like, nah, bro. Nah, you don't need to. We need to think. But that the nigga's heart, Kevin Durant ain't got no heart like that. So even to before we get up into that point, just for that game, we think about the reason he was leaving. Kobe wouldn't even have accepted that. He wouldn't have had to leave because of that. Draymond would have been. Kobe would have pulled strings and Draymond would have got traded.
Yeah.
We know this.
Kobe would get a nigga traded. Facts. Yeah, for that.
For that? Yo, nigga, but, you call me all type of what? Bitch ass.
One thing a motherfucker never be able to say to Kobe Bryant, we won without you. You can't say that to me. Nigga, no, you didn't. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I mean, right, but I'm just saying, he wanted to win the championship, man. That's why he came back. He saw an opportunity to get a third ring. I mean, that's a big deal. No, nobody's three-peated since Shaq and Kobe. People don't get three rings. That's an exclusive thing to do. So I respect that, you know?
That's a fact. That is a fact.
We're not, listen.
You know, you ever.
Nick Wright said this, and I don't agree with that little bastard often. But I agree with him on this.
Especially not with that hair. I do not agree with that hair.
I'm not going to say hate. I said that about Draymond on the last one, and I didn't mean to say that. Listen, I don't hate anybody. It's a figure of speech. Y'all know what I'm saying. I'm trying to be entertaining here, folks. But I'm just saying, I don't hate you. Just in case you ever want to come on this podcast, hey, you more than welcome, you know. So, but I don't hate anybody. But Nick Wright said one time when some athlete, some basketball player was saying that they feel that playing in the Olympics and winning a gold medal is just as important as winning a championship. And people was like, is that bullshit or is it real talk? And, you know, a lot of people were saying, man, that's bullshit. They don't really feel that way. And Nick Wright was saying, well, us as non-athletes can't really tell a superstar athlete what's important to him. You know what I'm saying? Because they play at a different level. They have a different, you know, they have a different appreciation for shit. It, you know what I mean? It may mean something different to them. So you can't really tell them what should be more important to them. And that's why I'm saying in this situation, yeah, you played yourself. You got a year off your career. Who knows if you'll be the same player? You made that choice. You made that choice. But I respect why you made the choice as an athlete. You never, I mean, bruh, you could have Your last game could be game one of next season. So you never know when your last game could be. So if a motherfucker say you can play, if you feel like you can play, championship on the line, shit, go on and go play. If that's what you want to do, you know, I can't say it was a bad move. If he come back not the same player, we'll know. Yeah, it was a bad move, but you know that's the price you pay, bro. I hope KD come back right, man, because everybody's just assuming.
Yeah, I think we all do.
Come back the same player, and I'm not one of those people. I'm more of a I'm waiting to see. You know, And that's another reason why I said LeBron is the best in the world. That's who took his crown, not Kawhi. What?
I'm not gonna do this with you. I'm not gonna
that's
do this with
took,
you.
Hey,
I'm not gonna do
that's who took
today.
The crown. Facts. That's who took the crown.
No, not no facts. Fix him.
Not fiction, man. That's who took the crown, man. He ripped it off his head. But he gone now. So
nah. You know what it's like. You know what that's like. This is what you're saying. So it's like you getting like you fighting three niggas in an alley, and it's kind of even. You wearing them out. You got your guys. They got their guys. You wearing them out, and then I run in and punch you in the jaw, and you foul, and you get knocked out, and then I go, I whoop David's ass, and they go, yeah, shit, I seen Ma whoop David's ass. He ran right up in there, punched that nigga inside the head.
I'm gonna tell you why.
You don't have to. That's what it is.
You LeBron lovers, I'm not going to call y'all that. That don't sound right. You LeBron fans, witnesses. Y'all, I'll give you 2018. I'll give you that. He's never stood a chance. 2017, I'm not giving you that. I'm not giving you that. He had a chance to win that. There's no excuse for that. He lost. KD took his crown right
how did he
there
lost?
On the court.
He lost.
That happened.
He
that
lost.
That happened, bro. We can talk about how it happened, but that happened. There is no debate there. I don't want to hear he didn't have enough help. Them teams was pretty evenly matched.
They was pretty evenly matched in 16. That's why it was seven games.
I mean, yeah, but
what?
Yes, they were evenly matched then, right? Adding Kevin Durant makes Golden State a better team, right? Way better team. Way better team.
Hell yeah.
But some people were saying wasn't saying that though. We ain't gonna. I could call a few of y'all out now. Y'all would say, "How we know they gonna be a better team? They won 73 games. How much better can they get?" I remember that. But moving on, adding Kevin Durant makes them a better team. Facts. But according to some, Cleveland has the best player in basketball. Better than all them niggas. Better than everybody in his prime. He got weapons all around him. Kyrie showed up that series. Now, let's talk about what happened. All the Warriors did was take care of home court. They won their first two games at home. Cleveland, in game three, they was up. Come on, bro. Don't cap now. They was up going into the fourth. LeBron was killing. He didn't show up in the fourth quarter of that game. That's the game Kevin Durant get that shot. I mean, that's what happened. Game four, the Cavs won. So if they would have won game three, it's a 2-2 series. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, we have to keep it 100. That's what happened on the basketball court. There is no.
Well, let me call y'all. I got to call y'all LeBron. Critics out for something. What we talk about 2016, and don't nobody want to forget how many points Kyrie scored, and who hit the big shot at the end, and who did. Don't nobody want to forget none of that. But when it's time to lose,
I don't even hear Kyrie's name get brought up. I don't even hear when we talk about LeBron winning, everybody and their mama get brought up. Let me tell you what such and such did. Did you know that the ball boy had a rebound? The motherfucking water boy had a rebound that helped them secure the all of that. Where is that at when they lose it? I don't even know. You know what? All the time we go back and forth, I ain't heard nobody say how many points Kyrie scored in the fourth quarter of game three. I ain't never heard nobody talk about it. It could be good for all I know, but I'm just saying I ain't never heard nobody talk about it.
Well, look,
why is it when the nigga loses?
I'm going to tell you it's why only that him. Situation. Because Kevin Durant took over the game. That's why. The guy, pretty much the same thing. We going to see him. That same scenario. That same scenario, which is why I was so pumped up when I heard a LeBron fan finally say some shit like that. Because y'all don't talk like that. That is my point about y'all. Y'all don't have that bravado. All you have is exactly what you just said. Well, what about Kyrie Irving? I don't give a damn about Kyrie Irving. I'm talking about the nigga y'all claim is better than Jordan. I want to talk about that nigga. Why is this man?
Well, then don't tell me about Kyrie Irving in 2016.
Demanding the basketball. Demanding it. While his team is down, where are you at? He looking for you. He ain't looking for Kyrie. He looking for you, nigga. Like Booker T say. He looking for you. Where you at? And he hit that shot on him. This is facts, bro. Kevin Durant is who took the crown. You can say what you want. He's who did it, not Kawhi. He got hurt.
Nah, Kevin Durant ain't took no crown. Kevin Durant got two rings with niggas that was already Western Conference champs.
They were the Warriors champion once removed. Two-time champs without Kevin Durant.
It's possible. I don't know.
No.
I'm saying this for
no, they're not.
This is just me. This is my attitude. If I go out there, if I lose to you in a game seven, by 5 points, I'm not walking into next season thinking that beating you the next year is impossible with the same lineup. I don't think like that. To where, nigga, we lost in a game seven. What you mean we can't beat them? We can't beat them. We need help. We can't beat them. We beat them three games. We can't beat them four. Nigga, we got colder than we ever been the whole year. We ain't never been that cold. We just had a bad run at the wrong time.
The Warriors go seven games with Houston with Kevin Durant in 2017? Okay.
Yep.
They went seven games with KD. With KD. You think without him, they can beat Houston? You think they could have won that? Absolutely not.
No. I'm not going to let you do that. I'm not going to let you do that. We just saw them, since we're talking about Houston. We just saw them last year in the playoffs against Houston. They started whooping their ass when KD went down.
They did.
It was worse than when he was out there. When he was out there, they was having close games.
You're right. KD didn't take the ground. See, that's how it just happened just like that live on the podcast. Somebody can convince me if your argument is good enough, you can change my mind. Fuck it, you got it. LeBron was still the best. But you know what you're telling me right now? You know what you really just told me? God damn it, man. You say it all the time. I say it all the time. Let's just go and put it out there. There's a man out in the Bay that just made his return. He may be the baddest man. That's who took the crown. It wasn't Kevin Durant. Hey, you are so right. Hey, man, listen. That's a bad man. That is a bad man. Hey, man, look here. Steph Curry is in my top three favorite players of all time. That's a bad boy. Y'all better quit playing with him. Hey, man, did y'all hear what this man just said on the podcast? I just said, could they have beat Houston without KD? God damn it, they already did. Oh my. Cut this shit off. Come on, man. That's a bad boy. That is a bad boy. They already did that.
Hey, man.
Light words. What? Pardon? Man, what? Never. You're right. Steph Curry, that's a bad boy. sorry, man. It's about time people put some respect on his name, man. It's about time. You just said that. I didn't say that. In our debate, that slipped my mind. He already done that. He already done that. The same nigga that took Russell Westbrook out of the playoffs, waved goodbye to him. I mean, just did him dirty. Steph Curry mopped him. Same year. Mopped him. Sweep.
Wasn't it a sweep?
Get him out of here.
And look, the moment KD went down, they didn't lose another game to Houston. So from KD, when KD went down, they went undefeated in the West.
Hey, I'm telling y'all, we got a Laker Nation. I wish my homie Ryan was here to attest to this. Free Ryan. I would say, see, this is before I became a LeBron hater. I didn't become a LeBron hater until he went to Miami. I actually, it started bubbling a little bit when he started winning the MVP, but I was like, you know, he not winning no championships, though. He could see us in the finals if he want to really see who the baddest man in the land is. That never happened. But I wasn't a hater. But I used to tell my homie Ryan, hey, yo, our championship window after we made that Gasol trade is right now. We have to win these championships right now before that guy in Cleveland gets some real help. Because once he get there, we might not get it back. I did say that. He can attest to that. And I'm telling you something right now, folks. Everybody talking about Giannis Antetokounmpo. What's my man name who we just mocked? Kawhi. Zion is here now. My God, Zion. Look at this kid.
Who is? I'm getting more.
Man, the best nigga in the league is in the Bay. Steph Curry. That's what I'm telling you niggas. The way the basketball is played in 2020, moving forward, there is no other player I would rather start my team with than Steph Curry. I just said that live here on the podcast, and I mean it. The way the game is played today, that is who I would want. That dude right there, he different. He different, man. Y'all need to – hey, man, Steph Curry might be top 10. Steph Curry might be – I'm going to have to reevaluate that.
Let me ask you this. Let me ask you real quick. Why do you say Mike?
I don't
want to
just get out the box because I respect so many of the old school players.
Okay.
So I'm going to have to really sit down. Man, I'll tell you what. Okay, yeah.
No, don't do it. Well, look. Let me give a disclaimer before to tell you. I'm just gonna tell you how I do it, and maybe this will cover you a little bit. Let's say Jordan, LeBron, Wilt, Kareem, Bill Russell.
I'm not 100% sure. Larry Bird is better than Steph.
No disrespect to nobody else. No, I'm not saying that. But I'm saying, if somebody asks me, though, I just named six players. If you ask me if any one of them are top three players, my answer is yes. Because as long as it's arguable, then it's a yes for me. That don't mean I'm putting them in my top three. But if it's arguable, how can you, like, is Magic a top three player? Right. You could say, yeah. But if somebody had Jordan, Wilt, LeBron, you really finna argue them? Jordan, Wilt, LeBron, you finna really argue that they need to put Magic in their top three? Like,
so many variables.
It's just, you know what I'm saying? So, getting so much shit. And then it's like, what type of, when we are, I love fucking playing 2K. Y'all done heard me playing it while I was recording on the podcast. I can't wait to get home, even though I'm playing 19 because I'm so goddamn cheap. But, and I don't want to start over, bro. I won two titles with the, this ain't got shit to do with nothing. But I won two titles with the Lakers. Carl Anthony Towns signed now. The shit got so damn easy. I'm on Hall of Fame whooping the computer ass. I can't play like that. It got boring. So I left, went to the Bulls. We was trash. That first year was terrible. But then I got Jason Tatum to come over there. So I'm like, oh, this is just a good-ass, you know what I'm saying? It's a good-ass career mode. I ain't ready to give it up. I'm like, shit, I'm going to do, you know, I'm going to do 2021. But it all depends on, we never brought 2K. It all depends on the player you like to have because people be on there with a bunch of different shit. And it's like, dog, the matchups just be wild. Like it be like, you know, you be online and these niggas got 3 7-footers. And you like, damn, boy, if they take us in the post, you know, I'm a 6'5 guy. I could wear this nigga out. I can get around him. I'm quicker than him. I can cross him up. But then you put me on the court with a nigga that's 5'9 and speedy, I can't keep him in front of me. I'm getting worked out in this motherfucker. I turn all post moves to just get easy buckets on this nigga. So it's like,
yeah,
real
it
life.
Is. It is. I know, like, you, dog, it is very hard to
when we be saying
down
better.
The best. It is.
Yeah, it's like better for what? Like you heard Kobe, he ain't say who he want to play with. And then you name a bunch of people that are killers, way more than LeBron is one. But when you ask Kobe who he want to play with, he say LeBron. You ask him who the toughest to guard, he say Melo. He could have said he would rather play with Melo, knowing that Melo the toughest to guard. But nah, I'm a killer, so I want a nigga next to me that's gonna do all that hard, you know, that all that labor, that blue collar shit.
Oh.
And gonna pass me the fucking ball. That's who I want. So in Kobe's eyes.
That was low as a motherfucker. You ought to be saying, I don't know, like, do you sleep well at night after the shit you be saying?
I do not know how you sleep at
hey,
night.
Hey, bro, you left it too open, bro. And you left it right there. I had to get it.
Hey man, I gotta give a shout out to Drew Dixon right now. This is very important. I wasn't even gonna bring this up, but I just wanna just make sure I give him a thank you if he's listening.
I saw that.
I put my online store up last night. Appreciate that, bro. I appreciate all y'all showing love. I didn't want to say nothing about it because I ain't wanted
to
be like, oh, he trying to, you know. But Drew Dixon is my boy. Is my first sale.
Drew.
Man, I gotta thank this nigga, man. When I get home, I'm gonna get one of these ratchet hoes
to
take this
man
around the world.
Hey, Drew, let me ask you a question. Who is your fucking team this year, man? Is it the Lakers or is it the Pistons? You post late show, but then I see you on the little Pistons post creeping. You see all that. They just lost the soul. So I see you put the man face. You don't want to comment, though. You don't. he don't want to let people know where he stands for real. He gonna keep posting late show. Hey, that's my man. That nigga funny.
Boy, that nigga crazy, boy. That nigga, like 2004, we was working at GC. I think I told this story before, but we was working at GC Services all the hoes used to work at the MCI out in Earth City. And, you know, I'm just against the Lakers. He's a Piston fan. So we down in that motherfucker celebrating. When them motherfuckers lost, boy, I'm
when
sorry.
We lost
I know you
who?
Was crying somewhere that day, but I ain't know you, so.
Oh, my God.
But, bro, nah, the Pistons in 04.
Bro.
Dog, that shit was motherfucking crazy. And to start that season, it's crazy. I started the season with Drew in the same break room, Cavaliers versus Kings. The LeBron's first game, I was watching the motherfucker with Drew, and then the last game of the year when the Pistons won the title. Hey, I ain't gonna tell everybody this, so this is just between me and you. That nigga cried when the motherfucking Pistons won, boy. He was on the he was.
I ain't gonna hate on that, though. I ain't gonna hate on that because I ain't gonna front, bro. Because of what happened with Kobe. If the Lakers win it this year, I might shed a tear. I ain't gonna fake it with you.
If you shed a tear, record it. I want to see it and I want to talk about it. I'm watching. If the finals get to game, if the Lakers win 3 games in the finals, I'm gonna be next to your ass everywhere you go. I'm coming over your house, everything. I'm sleeping on the couch. Bro,
when you think about the way Kobe's career really ended, him trying to get us into the playoffs that year in 2013, that's really when his career was over. That was the last time we saw the guy we talk about when we talk about who he was. The Mamba. That nigga, that was it. The guy we saw after that was more humble, man. He knew it was over. So, the way that went down, knowing that the last time we was had a, won a championship, it was his championship. Not his, but, you know, he won it. You know, MVP, blah, blah, blah. For us to do it the year of his passing, none of us knew he was going to pass away. That would just be perfect. It would be a perfect. It's not, again, it really don't have any, neither has should have anything to do with one another. If we humanly, but it's human nature to think like that. You know, that, you know, every Laker fan is thinking that right now, no matter what they say. Every Laker fan is thinking that. LeBron is thinking that. That, and that is what I'm telling y'all. This is the different LeBron, man. That's why I'm telling y'all that. I'm seeing it too. I'm seeing it too. Since the All-Star break, he's been a different player for real. I watch basketball. I love to criticize LeBron. Even as a Laker, I just love to have his fun. But I'm telling y'all, I know what I'm witnessing. Oh my God, I just said it. But yep,
listen, bro. Listen, man. We are all witnesses.
Finish the job, bro. That listen, bro. He can do it. That's what I'm looking at it like. He can do it. I don't see a reason why it shouldn't happen. You know, I'm being realistic now. I'm not trying to be funny. I'm really asking you as well. You saying the reason it wouldn't happen is because of the Clippers. I'm being really honest right now. The Clippers are a good team. They really are. Championship contender, all that. Built perfectly. When that series happens, who will be the best two players on the court? Who will be the
Lakers
best
versus Clippers? Who will be the best two on the court?
I don't think so.
LeBron and Kawhi. Who you think so?
I think AD is better than Kawhi. I do.
Dave, listen. I do,
bro. I think Kawhi has been on better teams.
Ain't no, Dave, you cannot. No, you cannot think that.
That's it.
Well,
and if you look at their production, because they came in the league pretty much at the same time. If you look at their production up to this point in their career, I'm being serious. Look, pull it up. You can't definitively say Kawhi is better than him. You can say he's done more than him. But, I mean, can you really honestly say Kawhi is better on defense than AD? I would say it's even. An argument could be made for either guy. But I'll say this. AD, because of his size, is a little more versatile to me. Because AD a guard, a point guard. What?
Not well, but he will do it.
You can't be watching that guy. You can't be watching.
I watched that Houston game.
He affects the game defensively so much that
I watched that Houston game.
I really be losing track of how many. Every defensive play does not show up on the stat sheet. Some shit you do have to watch. Pippen fans, yes, I just said that. I already knew that. Some defensive plays, you just have to see it. You can affect a play defensively without even being in the play if you're that great of a defender. AD do that all the time on a nightly basis. I've heard many people in the media say, I don't care what his numbers say, this is the best season I've seen him have. based off his energy, effort. It's like he know he competed for something. He's never been in a situation where I'm competing for something. You competing to get in the playoffs, but like, no, I'm competing to be one of the best teams. Like, nigga, you are on the Lakers with LeBron James. You see, I mean, like, bro, I just can't say. I'll take it a step further. Based off what I've seen from each guy in the playoffs, I can't say that Kawhi is really a better playoff performer than AD. I'll say he's been on better teams. AD never had a bad playoff series, ever. The only team that beat him is the Warriors. They beat everybody. We just said that. We just said that on this podcast, that they beat everybody. That's the only team that he lost to. And in none of those series that he played, was he bad. He averaged 30. He actually was better. Just like Kawhi was better in the playoffs last year than he was in the regular season. He raised his game. And that's what I'm saying. Like, I can't say in that series Kawhi will outplay AD, let alone LeBron James. I can't really say that. I know one thing. I know old preseason P. I know that boy always good for a playoff meltdown. Facts or fiction?
Boy, that's a fact. Let me ask you this. If the Clippers and the Rockets happen to meet up, which I'm very interested
in seeing that happen.
I can't speak to nobody else, but I am excited.
I don't think that's going to happen.
The Clippers and the Rockets.
You know why? Houston will go home in the first round. Westbrook will go home in the first round for a fourth straight year. Book that right here on this podcast. They have just dropped down to the number six
seed. Okay, well, we're going to make note of it. I don't
think they'll get back in top four.